My name is Sangeetha Myska. S-A-N-G-I-T-A. Surname M-Y-S-K-A. Not that difficult, is it?
What name is it, please?
It's Sangeetha Myska.
Cindy Myska?
It's Sangeetha.
Oh, right. Cindy, right, okay.
No, Sangeetha.
Sangeetha Myska.
This is what happens when I try to book a table for dinner.
And your surname, please?
Myska.
Sorry, how's that sound?
It isn't an occasional thing.
What's the name?
Sangeetha Myska.
Sorry?
Sangeetha Myska.
Sin, S-I-N.
Or a device for the radio. Myska.
Sorry?
Myska.
Can you spell that for me?
It's Sangeetha Myska.
Can you repeat it, sorry? I wouldn't even know where to begin.
What was the name, please?
Sangeetha Myska.
Oh, is it Francesca?
No! The fact is, if I didn't laugh, I'd cry. For years, my name's been put through the verbal mincer, producing a truly ghastly feast of phonetic sausage meat. My personal favourite being Fang Eater. Perfect if you happen to be a gluttonous vampire. Having grown up in the 1980s, it was the endless stream of awkward corrections. Miss, that's not how it's pronounced. And the lack of mass-produced, rash-inducing fake gold necklaces with my name machine cut into a pendant that made me hanker after a name English people could pronounce. Having said that, I've stuck with it.